In your Bibles, Joshua 3. And our text found in, the last part of verse 3, you'll notice they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it." Amen. Of course, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord representing the presence of God and the people following the Lord. And praise the Lord, that's what we're supposed to do. And he even gives direction, there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And I want to talk to you about those two words, this way. Just thinking about the new year, I of course had my giving messages for December that were all prepared and got sick and didn't get to give them. And then I knew today was going to be kind of a slim day as far as attendance. And the morning message went with the night message. So I just got to thinking about New Year's and thought about this passage, a familiar passage of this way. This way, it's a new way. It's a different way. Never been to 2014. Never been there before. Never been this way. As the people were going away, they had never been before. We're embarking on a year we've never embarked on. Never been this way before. It was interesting. I was thinking we ended 2013 with a funeral. We will begin 2014 with a funeral. It's part of the way. We ended 2013 with lots of snow, and we're going to begin 2014 with lots of snow. And so, again, you know, we don't know what it's going to bring, but here's what God said. God said, go forward. You have to go forward. You just have to trust me and move forward. Father, bless the preaching. Speak to our hearts. Give us, Lord, exactly what we need today. Challenge us with your word, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We've never been to 2014. Never experienced it. It used to be funny to talk about, in 2010 and we're past 2010. You know, we used to laugh as teenagers. Yes, in the year 2000, you know, and we used to think, that's so far away, and who knows what'll happen. Well, you know, we're now past the year 2000 and Y2K, and it didn't happen. And 2012, the world didn't end, and here we are. We're going into 2014. And what does it hold? What will happen? You know, and that's how the people felt here as they're embarking into a way that they had not been before. But God was very clear. He said that ye may know the way by which ye must go, because you're going to follow God. You're going to follow the Ark of the Covenant. And if you follow God, you're going to be okay, even though you've not passed this way before. This way. And, the children of Israel had seen a lot of things. We've seen a lot of things. They had seen many, many things. They had seen the Red Sea parted. They had seen manna that fed 3.5 million Jews. They had seen the pillar of fire by night, the pillar of cloud by day. They had seen water come from a rock. They saw the rock follow them. They had seen quail that would feed everyone. They had seen their clothes and shoes not wearing out. And heard about it and seen it and all those things. And now they see the Jordan River, and certainly it's a swift running river. It's deep, and beyond that is Jericho, and beyond that is Ai, and there are battles ahead, and all those kinds of things. You know, it was easier to cross the Red Sea, and please don't miss this, because the Egyptians were chasing after him. The Egyptians, with their swords drawn, were trying to kill him, and it seems like it was easier, even though, what a miracle when God parts the Red Sea. It seems like that was easier than now we stand looking to the Jordan, and we don't have anybody chasing us, and we don't have anybody about to attack, you know. In other words, they really didn't have to cross the Jordan River. They had to cross the Red Sea. Otherwise, they're going to be killed by the Egyptians. But they didn't have to cross the Jordan River. And, you know, maturity in the Lord is doing out of obedience and love what you used to do out of fear. You know, you're growing in the Lord when you start doing the things because, God, I love you. When you start doing things, well, God, you said I need to do this. Instead of, I'm scared to death, you're going to kill me. Now, it's okay to do things because you're scared to death. God's going to chasten you. But But, you know, as you grow in the Lord, it's wonderful to say, you know, God, I love you and I trust you and I believe you. And I'm going to follow you through the Jordan. I'm going to follow you through the Jordan River and across the Jordan River. And I'm going to go out over there. I know Jericho's there and I know Ai's there and I know the cities are there. And I know that war is there and I know there's going to be a lot of battles. But God, you're good. I trust you. And I believe you. And again, you know, the Red Sea, run! You know, we just got to get out of here. The Egyptians are going to kill us. But then you come to decisions in your life where, wow, I don't really have to do this. God just told me to. Well, growth is when you recognize if God told you to, you do have to do it. And you ought to do it out of love. Just something to think about. Again, you know, you grow in the Lord and you do right because you love God. And praise the Lord for that. And again, you know, what are you going to do? We are told over and over again, go on. Go on. Let us go on. Let us go forward. Let's keep going. Let's, you know, it's not time to stop. Not time to sit down. Over and over, the scripture says, what are you going to, we just have to keep going. You got to keep going. The children of Israel, the Jordan's going to have to be crossed. Jericho's going to have to be conquered. By the way, how much work was that to conquer Jericho for the people? They just had to walk around it a few times, right? I mean, how much work? You know, I know the walls look big, and I know, you know, boy, Jericho, that's huge, and I know it looks like it's an impossible thing, and it was an impossible thing for man. And there may be things in 2014 looming in our lives. There may be some things that look very impossible for man, but with God, nothing's impossible. And that is exactly what the children of Israel had to face is, okay, just follow the Ark of the Covenant, keep your distance, do what I say, do it how I say to do it, and go the way that you're supposed to go. And that's forward. That's forward. And so, you know, growing in the Lord is recognizing, okay, I you know, I'm not being chased by the enemy, so I don't have to cross the Jordan, but God said, that's the way he's going, so I'm going to go that way. You know, Jericho is going to have to be conquered. Now, I don't have to conquer Jericho. I can just kind of sit back and do nothing, but God said, that's what I need to do. The land has to be possessed. By the way, to possess the land, you had to go in it. Don't you love that, the way God told him, where your foot touches, it's yours. Okay, you can't get on the internet and claim land. Okay, yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? If it just all was your little land, you know, Rogersville. It's all, you know, there. I can just circle my little land. Okay, I claimed that. That isn't how it works. They had to step on it. They had to go to it and stand on it. God said, wherever your foot touches, that's yours. Well, that means you got to go to it, and you have to go forward. And it's this way. A way that you've never seen. And so here we are, you know, and I realize the first was on Wednesday, but I want to challenge you with, it's not just 2014. It's things in our lives that we must go forward. If you know, you read through your Bible, praise the Lord. That is wonderful. Do it again. You know, do it again. If you read through your Bible and you know, one time, now read through your Bible and maybe the Psalms twice or something. You should have, you know, if you should have read through your Bible and you should have read through Proverbs 12 times. Why is that? How many of you read through your Bible and you read through Proverbs at least 12 times? How many did that? All right, several hands are up. Because again, if you read a chapter of Proverbs every day, 31 chapters, then you cover the month. Now again, you just 12 times. Are y'all with me? Oh yeah, now that I think about it, I did that. Okay. Anyway, but it's again the way, this way, God said. This is a way. You don't have to worry. He said, and I love what verse 3, it says, go after it. Follow. Follow. It's okay. Follow. Three things, and we're done. Number one, God has been that way. All right, God has been. You say God's already been in 2014? Of course he has. God's God. A God who has foreknowledge. He knows what's coming. He knows what's happening. He knows what's going to happen in 2014. It might be the year of the rapture. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be wonderful? It might be, this might be the year of the rapture. It might be the year that the trumpet sounds and we're gone. It may be. I don't know. It could be. But God knows. God knows what's going to happen. God knew about the snow today. God knows what's going to happen tonight. God knows how much wind is going to blow. God knows all about those things. God knows what's happening in 2014. And my friend, God knows what's going to happen to you. We didn't know at the beginning of last year. We didn't know who was going to go to heaven. We didn't know as this time last year, everything was starting and people were exciting and there'd be a car wreck or there'd be a sickness. We didn't know. We didn't know Brenda's dad would be in heaven now. We didn't know. We didn't know Bill Alfrey would be in heaven. How would you know? But you know what? God knows. God knows who will be this time next year. God knows who will be sick. God knows who will have financial problems. God knows who will get blessings. God knows all those things. God has been that way. We cannot be afraid of that way. We cannot be afraid of this way. God's already been there. God knows this way. He knows the whole path. You don't have to worry. Again, the symbol, the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark, it's going first. And by the way, when it goes to the Jordan River parts. Praise the Lord. Wow, we didn't count on that. Hey, you know what? How many times have I said, wow, I didn't count on that? Isn't it amazing how God does the things that he does? Could the people have gotten across the Jordan? Probably. But God parted it, and God let them go over on dry ground. And again, what a blessing. Now, the Red Sea, we understand. They couldn't have got across the Red Sea. But again, you know, how many times in 2013 did you say the words, wow, I didn't think God would do that. Wow, I never expected that to go that way. Wow, what a miracle that was. Or wow, this is amazing. How? I can't believe God did that. And see, he knows this way in your life. He knows what it is. He knows what it's going to be. He already knows about it. And just as the children of Israel, he knew Jericho was coming. But he also knew he'd knock the walls down. Amen. He knew about Ai. Certainly, I don't believe it was his will that the people be defeated there. It was because of sin that they were defeated there, because Achan stole from God. But wait a minute. God still knew. You say, wait a minute. God's wanting me to enter into a land or into a way that's going to be bad for me? Well, all things work together for good. Okay, how are you going to possess the land if you don't stand on it, if you don't step on it, if you don't go to the land? God knew all about it. He knows about your way that you're supposed to go, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it's a trial, whether it's a temptation, whatever it is, he knows. He knows about Berean Baptist Church, knows all about it. Psalm 44:1, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what thou didst in their days and in the times of old. And he can do it again. It's always been about God and what he's going to do. It's never been about the way. Okay, you can read Fox's Book of Martyrs and you can say, oh, you know, that's a what a tragedy. And it is a tragedy as you think of what people did to God's servants. And it is. It's hard to imagine. And yet, on the other side of that, you watch what God did with that. And it's always been about God and what he's going to do and what he can do again. And you may be facing some obstacles and some mountains and things that are just, it seems impossible in your life. But just keep going forward. Keep going forward because God has great miracles. As the people came, and I can only imagine some of them, who knew the Red Sea was up there, and they knew the Egyptians were back there, and because they had left Egypt, and I can imagine in their minds, what are we going to do? We're all going to die right here. And then they saw the Red Sea, and then they could see the Egyptians, and it's like the end has got to be here. But nobody expects God to part the Red Sea. But when you walk with God enough and you spend time with God enough and you read His Word enough, you know that He's going to part the Red Sea. Or it's His will that the Egyptians catch up with you. You just know God has it all under control. And so this way does not have to be as scary of a thing, because God has been that way. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is what? Follow. Go after it. Just go after it. Follow it. Let Him lead. And that's what we have to do as Christians. We have to let Him lead. Again, He's been there. He knows the way. I need to follow Him. And it may lead me to the Red Sea. May lead me to a wilderness. It may lead me to, but again, if it leads you to the wilderness, did He or did He not provide manna? It may lead you to the wilderness. Well, did He or did He not provide water? It may lead to a wilderness. Did He or did He not take care of their clothes? I mean, in every situation, everything we could come up with that would cause us to fear this way, God said, I can take care of this way. And I can take care of it for you. Not only has God been that way, but number two, God's people have been that way. Over you and I are, I promise you this, you're not going to face anything in 2014 somebody else hadn't faced. Some human being, some person. And again, same with God's people. Joshua and Caleb had been there. You know, the 10 other spies, they had been there. I promise you, the people, it's like, hey, once we cross the Jordan River here, it's going to be war over there, and it's going to be tough, and the land is going to be tough. But Joshua and Caleb could all say, hey, we've been there. Wait till you see the land. Phew. There is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. Common. Talked about that with the teens several months ago. Common temptations. There's nothing. You and I are not going to go through anything that somebody hasn't already gone through. I remember when we started a church in Bern, Indiana, and I mean, obviously I'd never started a church. I was just a kid, 23, I think, 23 years old, and never done it before. Didn't I had all my notes, and when you go to Bible college to be a pastor, your notes, they don't cover much. there's always something different, but still, I'd never start, but somebody else had started a church before, and it was easy to go ask people. We started our church, then we started our school, and I'd never started a school before. But others had started a school. I remember talking to Brother Collins Glenn back in those days. And again, that's long ago. He had a very successful church and school in Muncie, Indiana. And I spoke to him and talked to him quite a few times, counseled with him. Talked to my pastor from Pensacola, Bob Taylor. Spent time talking to him about the church and about the school. And again, here's somebody, okay, I'd never been there before. I didn't know what didn't know anything about it. But I could always talk to somebody who had been there before. We remodeled our building. I didn't know anything about it. I mean, we bought a building that it had to be completely remodeled. And I didn't have a clue. But I could talk to people who did have a clue. Understand, it does not matter what you do and what you face. Somebody has been there. Somebody has faced it. You have problems in your family? Somebody has had problems in their family. You have a certain health problem? Somebody has had that health problem. We started a bus ministry. Didn't know what. I got my notes here. But again, notes are only, here's what a guy says about what he did, where he was, and we're not where he was. And it's always going to be different. There's always going to be some differences. But again, it's not something that is, I'm doing brand new, because I've got people I can talk to that have done those things before. First vacation Bible school we had, we didn't know what we were doing. It's evident through the years. We still don't know what we're doing, but we do it, and it works. And again, you know, what do you do? Well, you have to find somebody who's done it before, somebody who's been there, somebody who's been that way before. And you name it, anything in your life, you know. We're going through financial problems. Nobody understands. Just as a little test, how many of you have ever had financial problems? Raise your hand. That seems to be about everyone. Somebody has been there before, see? Oh, not like ours. Oh, yeah. Yeah, in this room, I guarantee we have a good cross-section of people that have probably been in as big a mess as you're in right now. Yeah, amen. And again, praise the Lord. It's not like we can't. It's like when you go on a trip and people, you know, sometimes people go on trips and, and they buy, maybe they get through AAA, they get a brochure so they can see all the sites and everything because somebody else has been there. You go on the internet and there's different travel places you can go to and they'll give you reviews on everything. They'll give you reviews on restaurants and hotels. How many of you use something like that when you travel? Raise your hand. Several people, all right? I just kind of learned about it. Brenda and I, we want to do is just, where can we sit? So, you know, sitting reviews. This is a good place to sit. But you know, isn't it wonderful to be able to go somewhere? In fact, I was talking to somebody just recently, and they said, when they get motels, they always check the reviews, always, you know. And when the word roach comes out, they typically don't go there. And so, again, you know, what a blessing to be able to find out, okay, this person was there. This person actually spent time in this place. And boy, that is such a blessing. Well, you know, with God's people, that's why you're so much better off not to just hide in your house. You know, you're better off to talk to people and get to know people and get to know folks that have been where you're headed. You know, people that saw the storm clouds that you're looking at right now. People that felt the wind blow and the waves crashing against their boat and they were there, they can help you so much. They can help you so much. And, you know, if we would just recognize you're not the only one who has gone this way. I believe it helped so much. I can imagine Joshua and Caleb, oh, you don't understand. This land is beautiful land. This is wonderful land, a land that flows with milk and honey. This is God's promised land. This is the place. And though it had to be a scary thing and it had to be something that caused a lot of tension, God simply said, hey, go this way. But they could go to a human and say, what's that like? What's it like? God's people have been doing great things for many, many years, and they've gone through valleys, they've been on mountains, and they've done it for years. And you know, you may face hard times and illness, and somebody will get laid off this year probably at your job, or you'll have a physical problem that limits you from doing that, and maybe you'll have to get on disability or whatever. There will be things happen in people's lives, but somebody else has been there. Somebody else has made it. Somebody else is now looking at that valley and they're celebrating because they know what God did for them while they were there. And please, you know, don't ever think that they're making light of my problem. It's not making light. It's saying, look, you can have victory in that thing. You can have victory in that valley. You can have victory coming out of that thing, and one day you're going to be on the mountain and you're going to be looking down at that valley and just saying, wow, God is so good. The people of God on the other side of the Red Sea, I mean, they're singing, they're shouting, they're praising God. Why? Because God did a great thing. God did a great thing. When the walls of Jericho fell down, God did a great thing. Now, they don't see that yet. They don't know that yet. But others who have been that way, they know what God can do. Hey, the Ark of the Covenant is going first. Follow it. Follow it this way. This way. Number one, I said God has been that way. Number two, God's people have been that way. And then number three, let God's way get you through the way. Let God's way get you through the way that you're supposed to go. Let His way get you through there. Let His way take you the way you need to go and get you through there. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident of this thing, knowing for sure, He started the work in my life. He started doing a work in me. He's going to finish the job. He wants me to cross the Jordan River, then bless God, I'm going to cross the Jordan River. He wants me to go forward, then I'm going to go forward. When He says stop, I'm going to stop. Whatever He says, I'm going to do it. It is His way. If it's a Red Sea, we're going to bless God, we're going to cross. If it's in a wilderness and it doesn't look like there's any food, then we're going to look for manna. If it doesn't look like there's any water, we're going to look for water to come from a rock. No matter what, He is always faithful. Let God's way, His way, His way of taking care of us, His way of providing miracles, His way of opening doors when doors seem to be shut, His way of parting bodies of water that ought not be parted, His way of knocking down the Goliath when Goliath can't be defeated. It's His way. He is faithful. Why? Because again, He's the one that said, go forward. He can take care of His way, and He's faithful to do it. And so, you know, to enter the Jordan River, to cross that body of water that God's going to part, but to enter that is to leave the wilderness. By the way, the wilderness was pretty scary, wasn't it? The wilderness was pretty scary. But again, to go forward. And some may have said, oh, boy, yeah, anything to get out of this wilderness. We don't want to be in the wilderness. We'll take anything to get out of here. You know what? It's the same God that took care of you in the wilderness. He's going to take care of you when you cross the Jordan. Same God. Same ways that He used. You mean I should look for manna? You should if you're hungry. You mean I should look for water from a rock? You should if you're thirsty. You mean I should look for God to do miraculous things? Of course we should. He's the same God. It may look like a worse wilderness. It may look like a bigger mountain. It may look like a tougher trial. It may look more difficult. But remember this, let God's way get you through the way. You know, because He will. And He did in the wilderness, and He has before. You know, we've said don't complain because roses have thorns. Thank God that thorns have roses. Amen. You know, and every trial is going to have its blessing. Every difficulty is going to have it's God giving you a hug, and God giving you comfort. And so again, you think of, well, I have all these expenses, but thank God that you have money to pay the expenses. Or I have all these needs. Thank God that you're giving Him an opportunity to meet the needs. I'll never forget for years of being a pastor, people say, well, why does God do this for them? Or why did God, they get up and give a testimony and God did this and God did some great thing and God did all these things for these people. And, you know, praise the Lord, this was such a good thing and all that. And I always say, you know, but they had to have a need before God would meet the need. And don't run from the need. Don't stop at the Jordan River and say, hey, you know, this is too scary. I'm just going to kind of do my thing. No, move forward. Move forward and let God do a great work. You know, something that is living, it takes effort to keep it alive. And it takes effort, but it takes God. And God working, and praise the Lord for God working. It is an amazing thing. You see, here's the thing. The walls of Jericho would fall. They would fall. You know, it's funny how we say, well, if I'd have known that, you know, if I'd have known that, can you imagine the people when Joshua said, hey, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to march around the walls. We're just going to march around the walls And they're thinking, that's a weird battle plan. You know, where's the tank? Where's the nuclear weapons? You know, I mean, we're going to march around the... Yeah, yeah. And God's going to take care of this thing. Can you imagine? I'm sure there were a lot of, oh, you know, that'll never work. We can't do it. That's not, you know, this is a bad idea. Maybe even as they're going around the walls, there's a couple of guys, he's out of his mind. He didn't know what he's doing. But then when the walls fall down, how many look back and say, man, I wish I would have known that. Trust God. Because he knows what he's going to do. The Bible says here in verse 5, it says, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. He's going to do some wonders among you. And you know, one of the biggest problems with God's people, I'm afraid, is they do not, you have not because you ask not, and therefore their Christian life becomes kind of boring and dull because they're not asking God to do anything. They're not expecting anything to happen from their God. And the walls would fall, and every trial would be an opportunity for God to do a great, great miracle. And, you know, I preached years ago about the land of milk and honey and the fact that somebody had to milk the cow and somebody had to get the honey from the bees. And when you get the honey from the bees, you're going to get stung, and when you milk the cow, you're going to probably get kicked. But it's worth it. And it is God's will, you know. It's God's will. And the Lord, again, verse 5, the Lord will do wonders this way. You see, I wonder if somebody just kind of stayed back and decided, you know, I'm just going to, they missed out on all of it. Can you imagine being the guy that missed out on the walls of Jericho falling down? It'd be a sad thing. And you also just would miss out on something you needed for your growth. Let God lead. As it says, verse 6, Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant, pass over before the people. They took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And what are they supposed to do? Just follow. Follow. Go forward. Go forward. We don't read anywhere in Scripture of any water ever being parted going backwards. And so we just have to keep going forward. Maybe you're here today and you're backslidden. You need to go forward. And you need to get that settled and right with God. Looking for a miracle, the miracle's going to be forward. You know, God's going to do something forward. This way may be scary. Maybe a place you've never been. Maybe something you never experienced. But where he leads me, I will follow. And that's what he wants us to do, is follow him forward. And he has great, great things for us. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed.